The Josie Show is copyrighted and may not be redistributed or rebroadcast without permission of The Josie Show and its entities. For more information, please use the contact page on our website. It's time for the Josie Show Special Edition tonight. Special Edition Episode 1. Our guest is country music legend and fitness guru, Aaron Tippin. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantina. Now here's your host, EMA recording artist and teenage girl herself, Josie Pasantino.
I'm so excited. This is going to be a fun one. We'll bring you unbelievable artists from the world of music in a special Josie Show once a month, starting tonight. Hey! So you tune in to hear our Josie Show Special Edition in the same place as the Josie Show at josieshow.com. So it's easy. One site has it all. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight for the premiere of the Josie Show Special Edition. We are so fortunate tonight to be kicking off this great monthly series with the great country legend, the Aaron Tippin. That's right, Aaron Tippin, people. I'll ask him about everything from how he got started to about some of his favorite songs to what he is up to now. So stay tuned into the whole show, because at the end we'll have a special song to play for you from Aaron Tippin, that he sent us for tonight. So this is very exciting. So now take a listen to this message, and I'll be right back with Aaron Tippin right after this.
Coming soon, the Josie Show VIP membership. This membership is for you, the artist, to receive incredible benefits, including special pricing at recording studios worldwide, mentions in show newsletters and appropriate press releases, invites to all Josie Show events and special episodes, your performances, tours, new albums, singles, and videos announced on our live shows, your videos played on our pre-show streamer, and so much more. Want to become a VIP member of the Josie Show? Well, stay tuned, because very soon at josieshow.com, you will see a special tab. Once you click on there, it'll give you the list of benefits that you will receive for becoming a VIP member, and it'll tell you exactly how you can do that. So stay tuned, and very soon become a VIP member with us right here on The Josie Show for extreme benefits. Everything just for you, the artist.
Are back, and my guest is the amazing Aaron Tippin. Hi.
Hey, Josie, how you doing?
I am doing amazing. How are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there, I tell you that.
Awesome. That's good to hear. I've been looking forward to finally get the chance to interview you.
Hey, same here. I'm glad you just gave me the chance.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my honor. So I would like to get to know you a little bit better, so let's start off here with the basics. Can you share how music all began for you as a child? Did it start pretty young?
Well, you know, Josie, I got to be quite honest with you now. I did sing in the church choir growing up, but the truth is I didn't have any aspirations at all to be in the music biz. I was raised by a professional airplane pilot, and that's all I ever really wanted to do for a living.
Oh, wow, really? Oh, that's so cool.
I soloed on my 16th birthday. By the time I was 18, I had a multi-engine commercial instrument license, and I was making a living as a professional pilot. And, you know, I'm also a helicopter pilot, and I'm also a certified aircraft mechanic. So like I said, music was not on the plate to start with. I was supposed to be sitting in the front of that airliner you've been riding around on to all your dates.
Wow. That's amazing. Do you still ride around a little bit? Do you still do that, or, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a matter of fact, I just got off the computer. I'm planning a flight this coming weekend. We have a show in Ohio, and I'll probably just fly my airplane to it, and my guys are going with me. And so I get to use it a little bit. But mostly I just do it because I love it. And I have old antique Warbirds, you know, airplanes from World War II, and all kind of cool old antique airplanes. That's kind of what I'm mostly dealing.
Wow, so you literally do it all.
Well, I don't know. What they say, jack of all trades and master of none, that would be me.
I like it. But also, reading more about you, you're also a bodybuilder and even, you know, have kind of a, you have a nutrition line. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, now first of all, let's get that straight, too. Let's say I used to be bodybuilder. I was an amateur bodybuilder in my younger days. You know, I'm just a workout guy now. I try to work out as much as I can and stay in shape because, you know, that's addictive, too. The more you do that, the more you want to do it. And so I do love to do it. And consequently, after the past 29 years of doing this, you know, you just, things happen. And my wife, Tina, you know, she loves to train and loves to work out. And, you know, we used a lot of supplements over the years, and I've learned quite a few things by using them and what I call cut quite a few corners. So, yes, we have our own nutrition line called Aaron Tippy Nutrition, and it's really just spawned exactly out of that, you know, being such a workout freak.
I like it. And I like the name of it, Tip and Shaker.
Oh, man, that's our latest, greatest, and kind of our crowning jewel right now. It's kind of a shake-on carb buster, which is really cool because it helps your body's glycemic index keep from rising so much, which makes you crave carbohydrates and also makes your body crave them. And so you can reduce the craving in your body and pass those carbohydrates instead of getting them in your body, which then, you know, as they're stored in liver, they're going to store them as fat. So that's the whole principle behind it. And, man, most of all, it tastes great. It's buttery flavored. It's awesome. I put it on everything that I'm going to sing about.
Wow, that's a win-win. See, it tastes great and it's good for you. And so, yeah, that's the weight loss seasoning, Tip and Shaker. And you can check that out. Do you have a website for where we can get that?
I do. Go to AaronTippin.com, and you can check it out there. Or, you know, you can go to Tip and Shaker. You can Google Tip and Shaker. You can go to TipFit.com. There's just several ways. Go to, and just say, man, look up that Aaron Tippin vitamin stuff.
Check it out. Awesome. Love it. So talking a little bit more about your music here, because you literally do it all, so we're just skipping around because you do a lot of things here. So did you come from a musical family, or are you the only one that kind of went into this?
You know, my brother played guitar in a rock and roll band when I was a kid. Matter of fact, my bass player played in a band with my brother. And so, he was the one that seemed to be mostly musical. I didn't even realize my mom was musical. My dad couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But my mom, I found out later in life, she was a pretty good harmony singer.
Wow, really? Very neat.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I didn't even know it growing up that whole time. You know, wow. And then one day I was listening to the radio and playing, and she was singing harmony with it. I went, Mom, what's your fair idea? And she said, oh, I've always sang like that.
Wow, really? Wow, so Thanksgivings and holidays must be really fun at your household, music all around.
it is because my wife, Pia, you know, she's a vocal major from Belmont University. She's also a Gonzaga music graduate. So, you know, she really is a great singer in our family. I'm just a hang-on songwriter guy that ended up with a record deal, and I have to go out and work every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And when you first got started, of course, everyone has, you know, music inspirations out there. Who would you say did you listen to? Who do you listen to on repeat?
You know, I was a big fan, and still am a big fan of traditional country music. Hank Williams Sr. taught me to love country music. Jimmy Rogers, the godfather of country music, I love his stuff. you know, all the great old timers, George, Tammy, Merle, and Lefty Purcell. Golly, man, there's just such great writing and such great singing in those days. I love all that. You know, Dee and I are a fan of big band music. You know, we're big Sinatra fans. Dean Martin. We love Dean Martin. And Tony Bennett, you know, that's another great singer we really love. Hey, I'm a bluegrass fan. I'm a hillbilly boy from the hills of South Carolina. I'm an old banjo picker, and buddy, I love to hear that bluegrass music, too. And I'm a big fan of that old classic rock and roll.
Absolutely. So am I. And what's really funny is because we're from Illinois, okay, it is true that there are people who like country music, traditional country music, in Illinois. Just saying. So I'll put that out there.
You're not telling me anything, dude. I probably play. Illinois is one of the states, I think, down the south, growing up south. Well, people up north don't like country music. I can tell you right now, I played more county fairs and state fairs in the north and played country music than I have in the south. So if you can go outside the big metropolitan areas, country music's really strong in the north.
Absolutely. And I think it's even getting more popular. You know, everyone's starting to dab a little bit more into the countryside. So.
Well, that's great. That's what I like to hear.
Absolutely. And right at the beginning here, I've seen that you, when you first got started, you had some amazing people record your songs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I started off as a songwriter. Well, that's not really true. After I got out of the aviation business, you know, I sang in a little country band at the Honky Tonks local. And, you know, I thought, well, heck, man, you know, once I ended up sitting where I was, my divorce and my first marriage, I didn't have much of an excuse not to go try it in Nashville. So I went to Nashville, and I was on a show called You Can Be a Star. And I won my daily, lost the weekly, and didn't even qualify for the monthly. But, you know, they had the contest that you won. And so anyway, I won one, but I did have a videotape that I got to take around. And so I took it with me to Nashville and started passing it around. I didn't even get a buzz. I didn't even buy it. And so, you know, well, I thought to myself, what I like next best is writing songs. And I started writing songs. I became very comfortable in the songwriting lifestyle because I was bodybuilding at that time. So I could work out in the morning, write songs all day, which didn't take a lot of physical energy. And then at the evening, I could go back and work out again. So it's a perfect lifestyle, and I was enjoying myself at that. Well, lo and behold, I sent a few songs over to RCA to be recorded by Clint Black. And the A&R department called me and said, hey, who's this singing on your stuff? I said, well, that's me. They said, well, man, we ain't never heard nothing quite that deal, Billy. Why would you like a record deal? And that's
well,
how I started.
Wow. When you first heard that, hey, you want to get a record deal, I could just imagine you had a surreal moment there.
You know, I jumped for joy. It was what I originally came to Nashville for. And it was so exciting to know that all of my songs on my first album were all of my songs. You know, I had written or co-written every single one of my hits. And as time went on, I've written all but maybe one or two of my hit songs. So I'm very fortunate and lucky to be a songwriter that ended up with a record deal and so blessed to have my songs, you know, being played to the world and watching folks sing along to them. That's the greatest gift ever.
Oh yeah, that's when you know you had an accomplishment when people could actually tell you how much they enjoy your songs and how much it means to them, and also they sing it back to you.
And Josie, the best feeling I ever get sometimes when I'm out in the airplane world and not recognized so much, I can sneak off into the corner of a restaurant or a bar where they're having karaoke, and to hear somebody sing one of my songs is the greatest feeling in the world. I love that. I better hear me on the radio, any of that stuff. Just hearing somebody else think enough of my music to pick it out and put their voice to it and sing it. And man, that's a big thrill for me.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Have you ever walked in on one and be like, hey, thanks for singing my song? Because I'm pretty sure they have a freak out moment.
I've been just coming there a couple of times in places, you know, and I'd say, yeah, thanks a lot for singing my song, boy. And it's a real blessing when somebody else is doing your music.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. And speaking of, you know, your singles, you've had some hits here, of course. how does it feel when you find out that your song is, you know, on the tippy top of a chart, you know, top 10? How does that feel?
I got to tell you, you know, to start with, you know, the first time it, you just hee-haw and do cartwheels, but about the second or third or fourth time and all the struggles you go through to get there, sometimes it just gets plain nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm
absolutely
blessed. I'm blessed. I'm thankful for every single hit I've had. It's very, I'm just a blessed hillbilly.
Absolutely. And you have had a lot of hits here. You had over, you had like 30 charted singles on the Billboard Country Charts. Just saying. wow. That's very, very cool. Congratulations.
Well, once again, you know, I think, you know, if I have anything, it's God-given talent to write a song and how much I love that and how, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a fireman when it comes to songwriting. I never know where a hit idea is going to come from, but when that bell goes off, I don't mess around. I write it down and put it back in my notepad because I know it could be the one. It could be another Kiss This. You know, it could be another You Got a Stand for Something. You know, so I always keep those song ideas. And that one little bell that goes off in my brain, I think that's the songwriter part of me that really stands out.
I think it's really cool how, you know, songwriters kind of, you know, really get their songs. I mean, it could just pop up in their head by just reading, you know, a magazine or watching something on TV, and then, ooh, let's write that down in the notepad. I think that's really cool.
Really? Get something in conversation. You know, it happens every day.
Yeah, absolutely. People just don't, you know, really realize that, you know, a conversation could actually turn into a song because, you know, most people, you know, are just like, hey, what's going on? But I think that's really neat how that works, you know.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And once again, I say that's another blessing. You know, sometimes a curse,
yeah,
because I have to get up in the middle of the night and go write it down.
Yeah, you have to have your notepad close by, you know, just in case.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. And one of your songs here, one of the many songs that we really, really enjoy, because I'm a fan. I think you are incredible.
Is
of course your song "Kiss This," which you just mentioned. So very nice segue. and I absolutely love this, and your video for it is amazing. Can you tell us about your song and your video that you could find on YouTube if anyone wants to check it out?
Well, first off the bat, you should know that that was written by my wife and I, Tia, and myself and one of our other buddies. But it actually came, the idea for the song came out of a little argument in the kitchen between me and this Tia.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, you know, we're in the kitchen, and she calls me the backseat cook. And sure enough, she's whipping us up a little something to eat after I come in off the road. And you know, I started trying to tell her how to do it. And boy, whoo, I could tell it was going to escalate into a full-blown argument immediately as I stepped into it. So I said, oh, wait a minute, baby. I said, I'm sorry. Just back up here. I said, what do you say we kiss and make up? And, of course, she's an old Montana girl, so she would probably said some things that wouldn't be good for radio right now. But instead of that, thank goodness one of my children was standing there, and they were younger at that time. So instead of saying what she wanted to say to me, she looked at me and she said, did you say kiss? She said, I tell you what you can do. You can kiss this, and pointed
there
in the appropriate place. And she went, hey, that sounds like a song idea, and went and wrote it down. 2 weeks later, wrote one of the biggest hits of my career.
See, I like that. That is hilarious. Kiss This. Oh, wait, hey, we just made a song. Hold on.
You never know where it's going to come from. You just got to be ready. You got to be ready to do it. You got to be ready to recognize it.
Absolutely. And that's like a really amazing, amazing video. It's really, really fun to watch. And you all look like you guys are having so much fun with it, too, which is really good.
Are you kidding? Did you see that car I was driving?
Yeah.
When you give a hillbilly somebody else's car and buy the gas and the tires, that's nothing more fun.
I know. And speaking of fun, because you've done quite a few videos here, which one would you say was the most fun music video for you to make? Which would you say?
Oh, it's a toss-up between two. And the first one I'll say was Honky Tonk Superman, because Reba McEntire was in that with me. And as you might have folks, that was a lot of fun to make. But I guess the one that touches my heart the most will be a song that I wrote about my dad. He and I wrote about my dad after his passing. And it's called He Believed. And doing that video, even though it was freezing cold in the hangar and I was singing in front of a bunch of old airplanes like my dad flew and he was a professional pilot, it was great moments there, knowing that in spirit my old dad was right there with us and kind of honoring him. And that's probably the best one.
Wow, that is beautiful. That is the best one. And I absolutely love it. You can probably find them on YouTube, so it's very, very easy. All you have to do is search Aaron Tippin, and they all pop up. I've seen a Reba one, and that one is hilarious. You're like dancing, mind your own business and stuff, and then Reba's just like angry, and just it's hilarious. It's funny.
Thank you.
Anytime. Also, I really want to mention this because I think this is wonderful. You have been a great supporter of the working men and women as well as our military troops. Can you tell us your thoughts on how country music has rallied to support them?
You know what? I'm pretty proud of my colleagues and my genre music and taking up away from those and others that support our troops and all they do for us. And I've been over on the battlefield. I've seen rappers come through there, and I've seen a lot of folks, you know, from the pop world and the jazz world come through. But you know, I'm very proud of the country genre because, man, it seems like they're always ready to step to the plate and make sure our guys and gals know that they're loved and appreciated.
Absolutely, I think that's amazing. I mean, I absolutely love that, and that's something that I would like to do. I'm kind of just dabbling into, you know, singing kind of world, and that's something that I would be really interested in. I think that's really, really cool. That you
well, that's great, Chelsea, you know, and I take great pride in it. You know, every time I'm selected to go to the battlefield and entertain our troops, I am pleased to get that opportunity because I call it all in the love. You know, you get to go over there and just tell them how much people love them, and, man, I take great pride in that.
Yeah, and I could just imagine their faces, you know, actually kind of, you know, getting a break to just listen to great music that, you know, for them, and it must really mean a lot. It's really, really cool.
Well, it means a lot to me, and, you know, they always do. They always come up to say, oh, thank you so much, Mr. Tippin, for coming up, and it's, you know, it's a blessing that you'd come over here, and I say, oh, no, it's a blessing that I've got to come over here, and I'm very, very proud of it, and I look forward to it every time I can go visit our troops anywhere in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that. And another thing I really want to mention here, Don Caldwell, who's a wonderful lover of country music and contacted you initially about the show, wanted me to tell you that he loves your music and he wanted to know who wrote You Got to Stand for Something. He said it's very true and very inspirational to him.
Well, tell him thanks. And also, that was written by myself and another friend of mine, Buddy Brock.
Mm-hmm.
That was my very first hit, and the most unique thing about it was it also introduced Aaron Tippin to the U.S. military, because that song got me on the Bob Hope Show Christmas of 1990, where I went to Saudi Arabia and entertained our troops in the Persian Gulf, and I'm very, very proud of that, too. That started the friendship between Aaron Tippin and the U.S. military, and I'm still holding that banner high.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Love it. And quite a few artists, you know, starting out, compliment your songs for many reasons. One of those reasons being your song hook. For those, you know, artists and songwriters out there, what advice could you give them on writing a good song hook? What would you say?
I think, you know, first of all, I believe in the craft of songwriting. I believe in the craft of songwriting. I think, you know, you learn how to put words in a way that it really strikes people. I think that is a learning process. But I think the things in a new songwriter that will be most powerful are the things that come straight from their heart. That's what will be the big songs. That's what it was for me. Things that were near and dear to my heart. And when I finally got the craft of songwriting, and very lucky in my regards, you know, I got to write with some really great writers. Wyatt Schaefer, Max D. Barnes. You know, that's just a few of the guys I got to write with. I was very lucky. You know, I made some coffee in a couple of sessions, and that's about all I was good for. But I'll tell you what, I learned a lot from great songwriters, and I was so blessed and thankful to get that opportunity.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, you know, you got to learn, you know, a lot working with, you know, different songwriters and artists. What's the best advice that you have ever been given that you could share along to us?
Best advice I was ever given, and matter of fact, he just crossed my mind when I talked about the opportunities of songwriting. A guy by the name of Charlie Monk, if you listen to satellite radio, there's a guy by the name of Charlie Monk, and he has a radio show, and Charlie was my publisher for many, many years and still a good friend, and I remember the day I got my record deal at RCA Records. I was coming back through the publishing company down the hall, and Charlie stopped me, and he said, Aaron, he says, well, you're on your way now. He said, I wish you a lot of luck. He says, I only have one piece of advice for you. He said, don't ever record a song that you don't like, because the worst that can happen is it'll become a hit, and you're going to have to sing it every night of your life.
What is good advice?
that is good advice.
Very great advice. So make sure you guys like your songs, because you're going to be hearing it an awful lot. So
that's right.
Also, I want to talk about your tour, which is fabulously named, Roots and Boots Tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's me and Joe Hippie and Sammy Kershaw. Boy, what fun that is. I mean, hanging out with the guys that came up in the same flight as I did, and we spent about, you know, anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours sitting on the stage just talking to each other and playing those hit songs. So it is a lot of fun. Yeah, I've got one of those shows this weekend, and I'm just so happy to be out with them. I look so forward to shaking their hands and stepping on that stage with them and entertaining people, letting them see a unique inside part of each and every one of us.
The Roots and Boots Tour. Can you tell us where it is in case people are listening or like,
where it is? Lorain, Ohio. Very close to Cleveland, Ohio. It's kind of a suburb. I think there's a theater just outside of Cleveland. That's where we are. And so it is a fun show. I think if you really like country music and you like the music of that era, you're going to hear three guys that had a pretty good run in those days.
Pretty cool. So if you're in anywhere near the area or just want to make a trip out of it, please check it out. I wish I can. I really do. One of these days, I have to see you guys perform. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you're going to have to make this show one night, Josie.
I will. I absolutely will. And I'm one of those fans that, you know, will wear the T-shirt, the hat, whatever, and, you know, scream the loudest and sing. So.
That's great. I only need a million more just like you.
See, there you go. See, I'll bring the rest of my crazy friends along. can you tell us where we could find your music? Give us all your, websites. I know they're all online, so can you give us
Absolutely. No, it's all an online world, a download world now. So AaronTippin.com is where you start. You know, there are other places you can find my music on iTunes and a lot of other places. So just, man, if you're interested in Aaron Tippin, shoot, check it out. I'd love for you. You know, there's a lot of things that never were singles, but pretty unique songs, and might be worth you checking out. So check it out,
everyone. Please do so. And also, Google is our friend, so just type in Aaron Tippin, and all those places pop up. So very easy. But also, make sure that you check out AaronTippin.com. That's the most important. Please check that website out. And after the show, I'll also post that link everywhere so people can go straight to your website and check it out. So very easy.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. And I was wondering, can you share with us, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or are you just, you know, songwriting? What's going on?
You know, that's about it. You know, writing a little bit, and out here touring on the Roots and Boots tour, and working on that album with Sammy and Joe. And so right now, the place is pretty full. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and I'll be headed back to see our troops in December, so I'm just kind of slowing it down a little bit, spending a little time with the family.
Oh, I love it. You're keeping busy, though. You know, you're slowing up, but you're still keeping busy and having fun, which I commend. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Fun is what it's about.
Absolutely it is. Very true. If you're not having fun, shouldn't do it. You got to have fun. And also, I have some funny questions for you, if you're ready. I love these questions.
All right, not too hard, I told you now.
No, I promise, they're good. So have you ever had any, you know, on stage embarrassing moments that you could share? You're human, so, you know, anything crazy happen to you live and in person?
Well, the one that sticks out the most, there's been a lot of them through the years. Remember, this is my 22nd year of doing this, so a lot of things have been kind of embarrassing or funny, or sometimes embarrassing and then later funny. But probably the one that sticks out in my mind the most is the show that I played in Klamath Falls, Oregon, back at the first of my career, where I played about half the show with my zipper unzipped.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
That was pretty embarrassing when my sound guy had to a lady in the front row went back to tell him that I'd forgotten to zip my pants. I mean, he probably should tell me.
Oh, my goodness, that's hilarious. It's hilarious. Well, that's an embarrassing moment, but that's really, you know, we've heard that one before. I mean, you're human. Just always, you know, everyone, all you future singers out there, please check the zipper before going on stage. Make sure you have a zipper check. That is hilarious. Thank you for sharing that story. I love listening to those stories because, you know, people think that, you know, you go on stage and these, you know, people are like perfect and do all, you know, everything completely fine. But, you know, there's some slip ups that you never really see. But yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. But what's the craziest thing that a fan has ever asked you to sign? Do you have one? Anything crazy? We've heard like shirts and stuff and.
Let's see. I signed a blue ribbon from a 4-H cattle show.
Wow! Now that's different. We never heard that one before.
There, there's a couple others, but I can't talk about them on radio.
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's hilarious. You have some dedicated fans, so it does not surprise me. Just kidding. But we are actually running out of time. But before we go, is there anything else that you would like to share or say to, you know, your new fans or, you know, your fans that you already have? What would you like to say? What would you like to leave them with?
Well, gee whiz, what to know about the old guy? Hey, okay. Been hit by lightning twice. Did you guys know that?
No, we did not know that. See, that's something we can't Google.
I've been hit by lightning twice. I'm surprised it's not on Google somewhere. And I was almost abducted by an eagle at 2 years old. A big osprey flew down out of a tree and hooked me in the top of the head and was going to try to take me off for lunch. And my big dog, Lava Rainer, jumped up, snapped at him, he let go of me. So here I am. I didn't die that day.
Oh, that's good. That's good, or else
we'll be
doing this interview.
But, okay. That's it. You know, everything is to know now.
That's hilarious. See, everything's out in the open. We went really deep with this interview. I have to say, I had so much fun talking with you. It was a true honor getting the opportunity to chat with you and have fun. And thank you so much for coming on the Josie Show. It was amazing.
Well, Josie, thank you so much. And I'm just happy to be here. And remember, when you become a great big star, don't forget me. You'll need somebody to open your show for you.
Well, you know what? Actually, we have to do a duet first.
believe me, you hear my singing up close. You won't want to do anything with me.
I'm
just riding for you.
I love it. There you go. I love it. Thank you so much. And keep in touch. I think you are incredible. We're actually going to play... one of your songs coming up, we're going to play Eastbound and Down. I like it.
Thank you.
So stay tuned, everyone. Thank you so much. Aaron Tippin,
everyone.
Thanks a
lot, Josie.
That was such a fun interview. Aaron is absolutely amazing. And now without any further ado, here is Aaron Tippin with Eastbound and Down. Let's hit it.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go. In a short time to get there, I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Keep that foot hard on the pedal, boys, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, we're all doing things that can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
To the first Josie Show special edition episode. I had a blast tonight. Hope you guys did too. We'll keep this interview up on our special edition tabs here on the show site at www.josieshow.com so you can listen again and again and again, and share it with your friends as well and tell them to listen and check it out, and they will, I hope they love it. We'll also bring, we'll be back with the Josie Show special edition on January 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will bring you Glenn Douglas Tubb. And yes, the first song he wrote was recorded by his uncle, the great Ernest Tubb. So that is going to be another spectacular interview with another great. Until then, remember to tune in weekly on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to the live Josie Show at www.josieshow.com. And once again, special thanks to my guest tonight, Aaron Tippin. And I'm your host, Jess Vesentino. And until next time, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions and turn your world upside down to achieve your dreams. Go after what you want, make great friends along the way, and love the whole journey. And we're going to close out with my debut single, Teenage Girl. Let's play it. Bye, everyone. the day I take control of where.